Welcome to the NC4 Podcast. We exist to know Christ and make him known. Discover the power of a connected life by listening to this message from God's Word.
This morning's service constitutes one of the most important services in the life and the history of both NC4 as well as Mukunji community. And this is kind of like an inaugural service within which we join one another in the name of Jesus and become one church, two locations. One church, two locations. So I'm not going to be speaking for a long time, but it's in my heart, and I believe our hearts, for us who are NC4 people, we have this desire just to welcome you into the fold in the name of Jesus from Mukunji community and from those of you at Bethany or NC4 have been meeting at Bethany. And I believe we're doing what we're doing. Here's the deal. I really believe that what we're doing is in obedience to God. That's a really good place to be. It's also very good to see this whole sanctuary packed out like we did this morning for worship. Paul, in his letter to the church at Ephesus, writes to them from prison. He's in Rome. I remember a few years back, Trish and I looked at where he was incarcerated. And I was thinking about his letter to Ephesus because these are his last sentiments for the church that he planted. And there is priority sentiments as well. And he says this in Ephesians 4, 1-4. He says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. I don't know much for sure in the kingdom, but I do know this, we have been called together. Amen. Are you there? Can I get a bigger amen than that? Just, amen. All right, good. Because it sounded like three people agreed with me there, you know? And so he says, look, I want to urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called. And then he tells us how to do it, verse 2. He says, with all humility, with all gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit. This is an actuality, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. And then in verses 15 and 16, he says this. He says, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together. Watch this. By every joint with which it is equipped. Some translations say, by every joint which supplies. There's a supply in the way that we join. Each part is working, making the body to grow so that it builds up itself in love. So I take two lessons from what Paul says to the church here. The first is this. God equips his body with strategic joinings or joints. And this is one of those things today. How's that, right? And when I think about the strategic nature of these two bodies coming together as one, for example, we can ask, when that happens, what is God doing? What has God done? And I want to sketch very briefly, for those of us at NC4, Bethlehem and Bethany, I want to just sketch this out very briefly. I want to sketch some of the history of Mukunji Community Church just so that we're familiar with what God has done in the past and the gravitas with which God is moving this morning. Is that okay? Very short. In what is today Mukunji, but what was then Millerstown, some of you didn't realize that, between the years of 1849 and 1852, a group of believers, a small group of believers, committed to the authority of the Scriptures, to the notion in the Bible of personal salvation, and to the notion of holiness, banded together in what was to become the German Baptist Church of Millerstown. And at a foot washing ceremony, a gentleman by the name of William Desch was named the first elder and preacher of the German Baptist Church. And I think that prophetically the foot washing is significant for us this morning. No, we're not going to wash feet, you know, because, you know, it just, no one wants to wash my feet. Anyway, so meeting through the years of the Civil War, listen to this heritage. meeting through the years of the Civil War, and then the First World War, and then the Second World War, and beyond. And over succeeding years, the church experienced successive moves of God. They went through the Sunday school movement, which was a huge movement in the early part of the last century. They went through the missions movement. They went through the evangelical movement. They went through the charismatic movement and were renewed again in the charismatic movement. Millerstown became renamed the town of Mukunji, and the church became Mukunji Baptist Church. And though through that time, the church has always enjoyed this good reputation, a reputation of good works with the extended community out there. The church has always been led by a succession of pastors from 1852 into the present day. The church has been led by men who were committed to the authority of the scriptures and to personal salvation and holiness. Now, that's an amazing thought. 168 years of successive orthodoxy as far as belief and faithfulness go. That's pretty cool, yeah? I mean, that's quite a heritage. This is what we're wedding ourselves to. And I'm thinking, I want in on the deposit of grace that's with these people. So what I would like to point out for those of us who are building in Bethlehem, have been building in Bethlehem for the last 38 years, we've always seen here in Bethlehem the hand of God on this building where we meet. Look, buildings don't make a church. People make a church. But it's nice to have a place to meet, yeah? It's nice to have a roof over our heads. This building, this morning, that we're sitting in right now is on Moravian ground. In other words, when the original Moravians came to the Lehigh Valley with Zinzendorf in 1742, and they consecrated the ground in the city that's Bethlehem, this was a part of the tract that they bought from George Whitfield. All these historic names are flying around here. So that's important because we believe then at NC4 that we also are the product of the faithfulness and devotion of the Moravian community who had prayed over and sanctified this ground for over 100 years. In a manner, we're the beneficiaries of their grace, the grace and goodness of God that's been extended to them. So I want to point out again likewise that when I look at the cemetery out at Mukunji, what was Mukunji Baptist Church, what's now NC4 Mukunji, and I look at the property, and I look at the grave markers, they mean something to me because I think of all of the saints whose lives were given for the sake of the church. Not just that property itself, but certainly that property. So we're wedding ourselves to two different prayer traditions. Are you there? It's like, how can we lose? How could we possibly lose what God wants to do except to have a bad attitude about what God's doing? Are you there? You know? And so it's my great pleasure to partake of the pleasure of God in what we're seeing happen this morning. And I want to point out that the years of prayer and lives sacrificed for the increase of the kingdom of God is our great gift this morning out there. So assembled here this morning, we have Mukunji community brothers and sisters who have sacrificed, you guys have sacrificed your lives, you're across the sanctuary, and offered endless prayers for over years, and we deeply appreciate that. Well, we want to take a moment and we want to honor you, and we want to tell you that we are deeply aware that you are a gift from God. That's what we want to say. So in order to do that, Trish, in that little pocket down there next to my chair, there should be two envelopes. Can you bring them up, hon, and stand? Come up and stand here with me. I want to introduce to everyone, because I know a lot of you, a lot of us know each other, a lot of us don't. I want to introduce Bill and Rex and Sue and Michelle, respectively. Well, Bill and Michelle and Rex and Sue. I want to introduce you guys and your grandchild, presumably. I didn't think you had a baby this week, so you know. So, yeah, Rex is running for the hill-to-hill bridge, you know. So, Bill and Rex laid down the ministry. Bill was the administrative pastor of worship, and Michelle served faithfully with him. Rex was the senior pastor and did the preaching. These guys have laid down their ministries and their lives in order to see this happen, as the congregation has laid down their right to rule themselves, which is, I mean, biblically that's a good thing, but it's always a tough thing. Are you there? It's just like, this stuff doesn't happen, right? And so to that end, Rex is going to be staying on. He's our new pastor of associate pastor at NC4. I'm looking forward to the possibility of Sue joining us on the financial diaconate, and I'm looking forward to the possibility of Bill staying on in the leadership team out there and perhaps coming on the worship team as his job allows. And I'm looking forward to Michelle coming on as maybe our first pastoral diaconate out in Mukunji. So this is really cool. So what we want to do, guys, is you're representative of all those other pastors and all the heartfelt sacrifice. So if you can just stand, what we'd like to do, now come on up here. I guess that's the easiest way to do it so people can see you. We want to give you these gifts on behalf of New Covenant. That's our thing. Yeah, let's thank these guys. Amen. I got them backwards. All right, yeah, amen. Okay, you can be seated. We have a little bit more to do here. Okay, while you're seated, I'd like all the board members from Mukunji Community Church to stand. If you're here, anybody who's on the board, if you can't, that's fine. We can see the crutches. Hold them up. Okay. And Virginia Langen, who's kind of like the matriarch and leader of every ministry in the church, just about. You know, where's Virginia? Where is she? Right there. Come on, stand up. There we go. Yeah. Somebody get Virginia a stepladder so you... Okay, worship team and choir, are you here? Worship team and choir. Anybody who is on the worship team and choir, stand up, please. Yeah, yeah. Great. Great. Oh, there you are, Michelle. I was wondering where you were. Anyway, so... and then, did I say Michelle? Danielle. This is Michelle, that's Danielle. But they're very much alike. They're mother and daughter. Anyway, so deacon facilities, stand. Yep. All right, raise your crutches. Yep. Okay. Women's ministry. Where are we? There. Very good. Sound and video. Children and youth. Ah. You notice, Virginia, just keep standing, you know. She's getting her leg lifts going this morning, you know. Ushers. Any ushers here this morning? Oh, they're ushering in the back. All right, good. The Closet of Hope Clothing Ministry. Yeah, good. Family Promise Homeless Ministry. Very good. And the Bible Study and Support Group Leaders and Teachers. That'd be Rex here as well, yeah. Okay, now we can stand and let's honor all these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bless them in the name of Jesus, all the years of service. Amen. Amen. Now, I want us to know these ministries are going to be perpetuated. No one's going away. No missionaries are being let go. Nothing like that's happening. It's our gracious honor to be able to continue to gift the kingdom of God and to see it increase with all the work that these people have done in Jesus' name. Before you go sit down, I want to say thank you so very, very much to the NC4 brothers and sisters. I'm not going to... The problem is, you know, everybody who was in the Bethany congregation was doing stuff. So you guys have lived with unbelievable patience, faithfulness, not ceasing to be faithful in 4 years of well-doing. How amazing is that? And we thank you and we bless you because we believe that your selflessness and your diligence is now coming to fruition in this new expression, which is the body of Jesus Christ in Mukunji. We thank you and we bless you. And we believe, amen. Right. It's like I'm at the Oscars, only I'm not Ricky Gervais, you know. So, okay, if you could put up the last slide. This joining, we believe, will supply us with an increase of his kingdom and cause us to grow up in Christ. Now, for those of us who are in Bethlehem, who have been generous to continue to give abundantly for the growth of the church and the expression of the gospel in the Lehigh Valley, I want to, as a senior pastor, I want to thank you and bless you guys because what's being done here and what's coming together is a miracle. And I want to close with this notion. So I told you it wouldn't be long. Yeah, good. So I told them down in the kitchen it would be 10 after 11 and I'm almost on time. I want to close with this notion. The roots of Mukunji Baptist found their ultimate beginning in a service of foot washing. The early Moravians ritually practiced foot washing. What's enshrined in the washing of one another's feet is the sentiment which Paul encourages in his church, in his letter to the church from prison. And it's this, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we've been called. This is a calling we're doing today. That means we need, look, in the months to come, we're going to need a lot of humility. We're going to need tons of gentleness. We're going to need patience. We're going to have to bear with one another in love. And we have to be really, really eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We don't have to create the unity of the Spirit. Jesus did that. What we have to do is maintain what he has won. That's the call that's upon all of us together from this day forward. So together, this is our heritage. And without it, all that we pursue will be hollow, really. And so I commend us to be together in all shalom, one church in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, better together. Amen and?
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you're here this morning and this whole thing about Jesus and the church and being called is all kind of new to you. And maybe you've been to church. Billy Graham said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a barn makes you a horse. It's this thing that we believe in, this personal relationship with Jesus. And it's very important because it changes lives. It takes us somewhere. So to that end, we want to pray a prayer together. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. If everyone would bow their heads and just close your eyes. We're going to pray a few words that will change lives forever. If you repeat after me, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things I've done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from anything that I know is wrong. I thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and I could be set free. I thank you that you offer me forgiveness. And Lord, you give me the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Come into my life. Jesus, be with me forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the NC4 podcast. For more info, visit our website at nc4.org. We believe in the power of a connected life. If you prayed to give your life to Jesus today, we'd love to help you walk it out together. Just text the word Jesus to 610-816-6062.